Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey.
We got a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. He's been famous longer than some of y'all watching have probably been alive, okay? He has had an iconic Tuesday night at one of the most iconic comedy clubs in the country. Currently, you can catch the special out on that on Amazon Prime. Comes from a family of entertainers. His older brother was an entertainer as well. Also a host on the legendary Comic View on BET. Def Comedy Jam. That's a lot of comedy in that shit. And he's also from my hometown, ladies and gentlemen. The hilarious, the talented, the stylist, Mr. Guy Tori.
Yes, yes, G Tori in a place to be. Got kicked out of Trump University. I got some bars.
Oh, that's perfect for today.
That's awesome, man. So before we jump into everything, man, how's it feel when you go back home? Because moving away from St. Louis is a plight of its own. Especially when we move to places like L.A. Now, luckily, you had your brother out here.
Yeah, two brothers out here.
But, I mean, still, like, getting away from the city is, it's a big step on itself.
Yeah, it's actually an escape. This is a culture shock. I mean, come on, coming from St. Louis to L.A.?
Yeah.
And this, we talking 90s.
You left before Nationals closed.
Yeah.
Nationals was at the grocery store.
Came out here to rap.
Damn.
Yeah. Nationals was local.
Mm-hmm. Definitely was. But you made it happen, bro. You came out here. You hit the ground running.
Yeah.
How long were you out here before you started Fat Tuesdays?
I came here in 92, mm-hmm. and I started Fat Tuesdays in 95.
Damn.
Wow. So 3 years in the game. Yeah, I wasn't even really a comedian yet. I was doing stand-up.
Right.
I don't know what the hell I was doing. You know, when you're young and naive, you know, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, who am I to come out to L.A.?
Yeah.
And start a comedy night,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Before all the other people.
I've only been doing comedy 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you were doing it in St. Louis, though, weren't you?
No, I ain't
just Wait, you weren't doing it in St. Louis prior to moving out?
Not at all. I came to L.A.
You came out here and started?
That's insane.
Yeah, man.
Came out here and started? Started a club?
Packed up my little hoopty, man, and drove out, me and my college roommate, drove out to L.A.
Wow. Is the college roommate still out here?
No, he just came to help me drive.
Oh, okay. No,
he's a firefighter in St. Louis. He's a fire chief in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Was that just confidence?
Leon Whitener. it was being naive and desperation. I didn't finish college. I had to do something with my damn life.
Well, also, like, when you're that young, you have, like, just belief this shit will work out. It's kind of like with kids, like before they recognize like gravity and all that type of stuff.
Right.
You're fearless. You're jumping off of slides and monkey boards and shit like that. So do you think some of it was attributed to just like being young and just being like, fuck it, I'm going to make it work. No,
kids. You know what it is? It's like I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it. And when you see it, then you're like, okay, you don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But you know it's going to happen.
Right.
And when it happens, you're like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. Wow.
That's
crazy. It's been years since Fat Tuesday has been established, and you got the call for the Fat Tuesdays documentary. How was that? Was that like a full circle moment that like people were coming to you to hear how you struck lightning in glass with this magical event?
Well,
I
didn't get the call. I made the calls.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah, I made. The
Oh,
call.
So you prompted that?
Yeah,
you...
I made the call. I was working on Fat Tuesdays underground for 9 years before. I took it to my agent's office. Because, you know, we as comedians, we travel. We pick a project up, we put it down, we pick it up, we put it down. And I was so grinding for 9 years, collecting interviews along the way. And then I finally just got enough to put a sizzle together, a presentation together. Took it to Innovators, my agent's office, and showed it to them. And they were like, you've been sitting on this? I was like, well, yeah, I've been busy. And they was like, are you kidding me? So it was a combination of vintage footage, a combination of interviews that I had collected along the way.
Yeah.
And they were like, man, so my agent at the time over Unscripted, and she's still my agent, over Unscripted, Babette Perry, man, you know, was a soldier who made those phone calls.
Right.
Set up those meetings. And it was just like, I had done a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what happened was I took it to them. We took a bunch of meetings, like production companies and streaming services, for, you know, studios. And then we took it to GramNet, which is Kelsey Grammer's company. I had a friend.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that knew, you know, one of the guys that ran over there, Tiana Brown. hooked me up with Jordan over at Gramnet, and they saw the trailer and was like, yo, we want to be involved. So they went to Kelsey, you know. They went
That's
to
Kelsey. Dope. Kelsey Grammer gonna make some money. Yeah. Like, he didn't Tom create Russo. Girlfriends, but he produced
Jordan
it, right?
McMahon. Yeah, shout out to Gramnet, man. And we took it to them, man, and it was boom. They got
That's
us in a lot of doors.
Crazy, yeah.
And then we took it to a lot of people that went to Amazon, met with Amazon. They loved it. Mm-hmm. And then had a list of directors we wanted to direct. They had some that, you know, that I liked, but, you know, not for this project.
Yeah.
And I said, let me call Reggie Hudlin.
Yeah.
And they were like, huh? You just go call Reggie Hudlin like that? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all must not know who I think I am.
That's dope.
And I had talked to Reggie about it years prior when I was working on it. He was on a set of Django Unchained.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a producer on that, and we talked about the Fat Tuesdays and everything. And then, you know, it was years later, and he was like, we got to do this. I almost cried. He was like, by sending the materials. And when he said that, I was like, oh, we in. I mean, we got Amazon, we got Kelsey Grammer, we got, you know, the great Reggie Hudlin from East St. Louis.
Yeah.
St. Louis, you know what I mean? So it was a family affair.
It was beautiful that you put that out. It got the recognition for your work attached to it, all the comics that went through it, but also that some of the people that may have been overlooked in the process were able to also get their name on the wall. Greatly do
well.
To
don't give up. You know, don't give up everything.
Oh,
you're right. But the thing about it was, it was more about me. What was important about Fat Tuesdays? What about me? I never wanted to be about me. I wanted to be about the comedians who came through, you know, with some crazy odds to make it in Hollywood. You know, and it was after the Rodney King riots in 92. So. A lot of industry quit coming to the hood to see black comics. I saw that void and was like, I got to bring the hood to Hollywood. So went to the Sunset Strip to the Comic Store, and they allowed me to do a Tuesday night. This is long before Taco Tuesdays was popular. You know, Fat Tuesdays put Tuesday nights on the map, period. Everywhere. Yeah,
why
so that's what happened. You know what's funny is Fat, because at the time I was being managed by SLBG, which is Simmons, Latham, Brillstein, Gray. Which is Russell Simmons, Stan Lathan, and Brillstein Gray, which was the bigger company. So we were like the nigga division of Brillstein Gray. Because, you know it was a black division. Yeah. They managed a lot of Def Jam comics.
Yeah, so and Fat came from
Russell. I was trying to find a name to call it, and I was, you know, because I was managed by Russell Simmons and them, I wanted some free Fat Farm gear.
Wow.
So I was trying to name it. I was trying to name it Funny Fat Funny Farm or Fat Funny. And Stan Lay's assistant at the time was like, what night is it? I was like, it's Tuesday night. She said, why don't you just name it Fat Tuesdays? I was like, oh, yeah.
That works.
It works.
It'd be the simple shit. We'd be
It'd be women. It. Women, you know, that's why they're smarter than us, man.
Man, listen. Ain't nothing greater than women.
Brains,
God made when he made
brains
women.
And brains.
Beauty. Come on now.
Brains squared.
There it is. Well, listen, man, you're on the show. As we kind of mentioned earlier, we kind of glazed over it, but we do a freestyle before
every
show.
Yeah, I heard about this, if it's famous freestyle.
It's easy, you know what I mean? It's no pressure because we're not good at it like
that. No, not at all.
We're not trying to be good. We just, you know, at this point,
I'm
this
just
is,
saying.
This
I don't want no apologies
job.
Like J. Cole. Matter of fact, I got J. Cole sitting over here.
I'm not J. Cole, don't worry, guys.
I look more like Kendrick, so let's go.
I apologize.
Redhead Kingpin over sitting over here. Old school. Redhead Kingpin over
That's
here.
That's right, goddammit. My office hours are between what?
No, I said Redhead Kingpin, the rapper Redhead Kingpin. Not Big Red.
I don't know who that is.
You know who Red Kingpin? Redhead Kingpin? Oh, my God.
How See, everybody from St. Louis talk like that.
Okay. 40. He's a rapper. He was in the late 80s, 90s.
Redhead and say Kingpin. From St. Louis or
no,
what?
No, he was on Redhead Kingpin.
I'm not familiar. I'm
Google
not familiar
Redhead
with
Kingpin.
It. I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah,
though.
He was the founder. One of the yeah.
Okay, yeah. let's see. Redhead Kingpin.
Kingpin, man, right there.
Wow, never seen
really?
Buddy before,
oh,
bro.
Man. Wow, I don't think you ever.
All right, well, first of all, let's just simmer
That's
dial
new.
It back.
I don't think you've ever been called him before.
Nah, I've never seen him before.
Hey, you gotta get on some Redhead Kingpin.
I gotta look for him.
Yeah.
Damn, that nigga is light skinned like me. That's
the high top.
Damn, that was me in middle school. I had the curly box. Now, I didn't have the slits in my eyebrows trying to wild out. I didn't do that, but I did have the curly box with waves on the side in middle school.
Yeah.
Damn, okay. right. Well, shit. Let's just go with
you learned something.
I did. You put me on game, coach. Trying to think of a beat. I was trying to think of like a Nelly beat, but I can't do none of that shit. So I'm just gonna kick an old school beat.
Okay.
And we'll just go with
old school, like 80s.
Yeah.
You want like that?
He spit okay. a bar that was like, you know, he spit the 80s flow. Yeah. You hear it right here now, the inventor of Fat Tuesdays. We in this bitch. We about to do it like this. Oh, okay. Sped up a little bit. All right. This is for the scary squad. You could turn this shit right off, but you could turn this shit off, but why? I'm here with that nigga, Guy. And we got them big gold chains. Them girls over there with the brains. And we about to beat you with a bat. I'ma pass it off to the inventor of the Tuesdays that's fat.
Wow, he told me in the place to be. Got kicked out of Trump University.
Yeah.
You know it's bad. You know it's scary. I was born in January fucking Wary.
January fucking Wary. Raw.
Trash
Brothers.
I'm the 1980 rapper, and that's my style. When I get on the mic, I get booked wild.
Wow.
Hey. Here I go. I'm in the flow. My name is Guy, and don't call me Joe.
Raw. That's them songs you go like this to.
Yeah, exactly. Very elementary. You know, that's the 80s. The 1980 rapper.
Hey, man, did Joe wrestle anything? Why is Joe so cockneasy?
We all wrestle. We all were sports, man.
Really?
We all did sports, man. I played football. I was great at football, great at track. Basketball was a little suspect.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrestled, too. And, you know, everything my older brothers and sisters did, I did. My older sister ran track. You know, and at you know, Soda in high school in St. Louis, went on to Mizzou, the mm-hmm. run at Mizzou. Now she's a head coach at Kirkwood High School season. So I ran track. You know, Joe and my older brother Ramon, they played football. So I played football. You know, I ran track, played football, wrestled. Joe wrestled, went to state in wrestling. I wrestled as well. So I did
Joe
it all,
is
man.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
Joe.
He eat weights. He said, get up in the morning and eat them like they're bagels.
A bagel?
Joe Torre is like, to this day, still. I saw him about a month and a half ago, maybe two months ago, at the store at the sales night.
Right.
And he was just, he's still like this. Yeah. And let me say, Joe used to host Def Comedy Jam. He used to wear a cowboy hat.
Right.
So St. Louis, and wear the cowboy hat and the boots. And at first, I thought it was a stick, but like, no, that nigga really.
Well, I learned why he wore the cowboy hats, because we really don't look our age. We get our good genes from our mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so Joe said he started wearing cowboy hats to look older. Because he wanted the audiences to take him a little bit more serious. So he wore the cowboy hat and the boots. And then he came out, you know, on Def Jam. Remember, he had the arms out.
Arms out. You know, with the shirt.
The Omega Sci-Fi brand.
Yeah.
And the tattoos. And then Russell made him cover it up. Russell was like, look, man, you're scaring white people. Because HBO is in more white homes than anything. Because Joe's comedy is aggressive.
Yeah.
He's dark.
Yeah.
And he got these muscles. And I also think it was a chance for Russell to put some Fat Farm clothes on him and advertise the clothes.
Is that what he covered it with?
Yeah, he gave all your Fat Farm gear away. So you got to cover that shit up.
So you got the Fat Farm.
Yeah. But he got the Fat Farm. Yeah, I got some free, but I wanted them to sponsor the whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how we came up, different generations, grew up in different generations, and we still are literally one degree of separation.
Oh, yeah.
Because we worked. And all Def Digital was the digital campaign for Def Jam. And you worked with Russell directly with him managing you. And
Def Comedy Jam.
And then Def Comedy Jam and then Fat Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And it's crazy like to be that connected, but also not having even known if we hadn't had this conversation.
Right.
How much our life is already intertwined. And being from St. Louis, too.
Being from the Lou. And, you know, and Def Digital was right downtown.
Yeah.
Around the corner from where I live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Right downtown. I live in DTLA, so.
Yeah.
South Park.
We was on, what, 8th and Fig?
No. It was 12th. 12th and Flower.
Flower. Yeah, right by the train station.
I live not too far.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my
I was like, whoa,
don't do that.
Whoa. Protect the investment, baby.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Got some stock, but my building is very secure. They got they can't get up in my building.
Yeah, Vanessa's right around the corner too.
Right
on the other side. Yeah.
Yeah, she moved. I didn't know she moved recently. Yeah.
Recently, like the last couple months, because I was just at a place.
She probably that? Well since the last I haven't okay. been to a new place.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. She's downtown. Gonna,
yeah, hopefully she moved both her eyes too. One of my
wow.
eyes. She got that one eye that be going Bobby Ruby going solo on you. Oh, got that Johnny Gill eye.
Come on.
Music soul child.
Downtown LA, you gotta move both your eyes at all times.
And that's right. That's why her eye is like that.
You see? Hey.
And all she uses Apple products, iPhone, iPad, iWatch.
I watch.
I'm tempted to put a picture up just so y'all can know who
you're talking about.
Hilarious.
We're actually working this weekend together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Where you at this weekend?
I'm doing Brea Improv.
Oh, yeah. Brea. I saw that. Okay. Yeah. Good time. This nigga wild as fuck, ain't he? Ain't he wild as fuck?
I have no filter. I give two fucks.
And you've always been that way.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
What's up, people? Listen, I'm here to tell you about Prospects, and that's America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 5 million members. That's a lot of people. Okay. A lot of people winning. Okay. It's the most fun and exciting way to get in on action while you watch your favorite sports and or players. Right. Sometimes people just be rooting for their player and I get it. I'm not here to judge. All you got to do is pick more or less on two or more player stats for a shot up to win 100 times your money. 100 times your money. What are you waiting on? Okay. Now, knowing certain things like this, you'd be like, well, I don't know nobody that win. Oh, well, they got tons of celebrities on there. Okay. Tons of celebrities. PrizePicks is not only that. All right, PrizePicks is available in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Now, y'all know. Okay, y'all know how those three states be getting down, all right? I made my first $10 deposit and received an instant $10 bonus. That's right. Put in 10, really got 20. Come on, man. Come on. So if you have the skills, you can play for a shot of turning your $10 into $1,000. Who don't want to do that? Who don't want to do that? Playoff season is right around the corner. Actually, we are in the thick of it right now, all right? And I apologize to all the Lakers fans. I feel some type of way out. As well, all right. So keep an eye out for the star players on the board. You can receive a 10% playout boost if you're in the winning lineup. You heard right, a 10% player boost if your person is in the winning lineup. Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Steph Curry, none of them make it past the first round. However, the games that Kevin Durant did play, and the ones he scored more than 28 points for, and James Harden more than 9 assists, guess who won? Your boy, y'all know I don't know a whole lot, but I know how to just say, okay, they did this much last time and this much. I can do that. I can do more or less, baby, and so can you. So I'm encouraging all of you all, if you love watching sports, you love rooting for your players, why not put a little wage on it, huh? Download the app today and use the code DIYS for your first deposit match up to $100. You heard right, up to $100. All you have to do is download the app today and use the code DIYS for your first deposit match up to $100. Prize pick. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. That's wild as fuck. Yeah, this
I slid that in.
It's gonna have to have a lot of disclaimers before this episode ends. how have you
please know
to
how I
stay,
feel about them?
Relevant and up to date on your comedy. Because you've been since 92. You've been doing the comedy, and you are still touring damn near every weekend.
About 40 weekends a year.
Yeah. And then you do it every year. And how do you manage to, like, how do you work your new set while you're doing your current set?
You just work it in. You weave it in. You weave it in. You feel it. You let it be organic, you know? And then I stay in touch with, you know, the young guns that's coming up, you know, the new generation that we passing the baton to. I think comedy's in safe hands with most of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's most of them. The ones who put in the reps. Yeah. And it's not about getting reps in. I applaud. As Bob Sumner calls them, I applaud the social medians.
Yeah, no, you got to understand that.
Yeah,
social
medians, and our message, my message to them is just get on stage and put in the reps.
Yeah.
You know, understand that it's a process. Understand that you get one take when you on stage.
Yeah, ain't no stand up.
Just respect the game. Right, can't reset. You can if you're good enough, you know how to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, most of them ain't there yet. But they'll get there as long as they put that stage time in. Get the reps in.
Yeah. I mean, the confidence in the stage presence takes care of a lot of it, but you got to have the jokes.
You got to lose a sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
That's the thing with the generation that's coming up now, a sense of entitlement. And, like, you know, I love every generation has a new portal into the world of entertainment through stand-up. Yeah. You know, before our time, it was like The Tonight Show and with Johnny Carson. And then Next Generation, it was like, you know, Jay Leno. And then the next generation was Def Jam or Comic View. So every generation has their portal to get in. And the previous generation always shits on the portal, you know, that comes after them. But don't. I'm all about, you know, coming together and bridging and learning from each other.
Yeah.
You know, the OGs learn the social media joint. And then we teach y'all, you know, the art of stand-up.
Yeah.
And making an audience, make it worth their while that they paid to see the show, that they didn't waste their money.
That's
so
it.
That's the key.
That's because I've seen a couple of your videos where you was talking, but the music was up because you didn't bring the volume on your talking up. And I was like, I got to pull God to the side.
Yeah, let me know. Be in my ear.
I got you because I was like, I can't have my OG out here like looking like the old nigga. He like, but all you hear is the music. Oh, it is in me. You got him again. It's easy when you do, when you learn it, though. Yeah. And the good thing about social media is, like, somebody like you, who has fans that are probably more prompt to go to Facebook than IG.
And I'm more on IG than Facebook.
Yeah, because you're trying to get the newer fans, too.
Well, yeah, I was on Facebook a lot, and then somebody hacked my account and took it over and locked me out, and I lost hundreds of thousands of followers. Like, to start over on that joint.
I know. The starting over part is daunting, but it's possible.
Yeah.
And the easy thing to do is, like, just go live regularly. Yeah. 2 days, 3 days a week. It makes a difference like, you know, you want, like most of us, I would imagine, want an audience with disposable income. So I don't want you to just come to the show. I want you to have a good show. Come to the show, have such a good time. You want to buy whatever
drinks.
Merch.
Buy them
two drinks, but then also come outside and get this T-shirt.
Yeah,
or get
you know
this
what? I got to sell merch again. I didn't sell merch for a long time. You know, I have merch because I had Miss Pretty Ricky on the road with me.
Yeah.
And she sold merch.
Yeah.
So it's like if we both sold merch, I knew who merch they were going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to the headliner.
Yeah,
and she had a good product.
It don't
but mine
matter,
was better. But so I didn't sell mine, so she can sell hers.
I hear you, and because, I love Pretty Ricky. That's my homegirl.
Right,
but at the same time, you can't leave no money on the goddamn table. Was coming out with a Panamera.
She was single mom with two kids.
Porsche was coming out with the Panamera.
Right.
And people love Porsche so much. The reason they came out with the Panamera is so Porsche enthusiasts and lovers could still have an opportunity to drive their.
Vehicle.
Their car.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they was like, we're not going to leave no money on the table. Yeah. We got
a four-door
that doesn't.
Money on the table.
Yeah, man. You got listen, bro. I'm
going to put
you on game.
Full of merch right now.
We're going to talk about merch and we're going to talk about Patreon after this because Patreon is extra money you could be bringing in every month to pay a bill or go shopping with, buy some new brims, new Lakers tickets.
Some titties.
Or titties, you know what I mean?
Trying to get some pecs. I'm not trying to go to the gym like my brother. I just want to be able to get some pec implants.
Yeah.
And get a spray tan six pack on my stomach.
Yeah, go down
that's
to Columbia and get your new six pack.
I feel like that's going to come
out. Yeah. I tried to do it, but they was like, you're not big enough.
You ain't got titties.
Okay, well, first of all.
I'm not big enough.
No. When you try to get like the lap band and stuff like that, you have to be a certain weight in your height. But
what about titties?
Can lose them tits before you get this lap band. That's what they told him. Lose them tits, sir. Lose them B cups.
Hey, man, my wife love it, niggas. How about that?
I know y'all take each other to each other's titties.
Hey, man, relax. Kiss my ass, man.
Are you lactating right now?
Fuck you. Did you hear this story?
What?
About the conjoined twins that got married?
Man, I've been seeing that all over the internet, man. Does he get double head? I mean,
why is that the first thing I thought of?
Like, yo.
Because here's the thing. You got to think about if he does get head, her head's already down there.
One got to lick the ass, then. One got to lick some ass while the other one giving head. You got double penetration.
I don't know if the separation is that big.
It's not.
I know.
They're right next to each other.
And he may not be that long either way, dude.
Yeah.
He may have a centimeter Peter.
They got like a...
I mean, she has to like him, too, and be okay with him for her to say, okay, I'm ready to spend the rest of my life with the poop.
She has another relationship with another guy.
Right. Hold on, bro. Hold on.
She has another relationship with another guy.
Yeah.
But they have one vagina.
This is true.
They have one vagina?
Just one.
Is it? Wow. They got how many booty holes they
got? What?
how many other holes do they have? They got two mouths, one vagina.
Hey, they gotta be super close. The other guy too, because it's like if he wants to come over, they gotta have like a super big bed for
you,
all four of them.
You remember those Mike Hard Lemonade commercials?
Which one?
With the little head.
Mike don't like iced tea.
I read that when they have sex, the other one just tries to read and do other stuff, even though she could feel it.
Which little is, boy blue.
Bro,
you can't even.
One of them has control of one arm, one of them has control of the other. Is she like, hey, can I borrow your arm for a second or something?
Oh. Wait. They really only control.
Yes, so one of them controls one arm, one of them controls the other arm.
Oh,
and
so
I
they
think
gotta
legs
have
well.
Sex.
They say what? To. Legs?
I think it's the legs as well, yeah.
But, okay, what about with the vagina? Do they both feel the
both
sensation?
They're both connected to that.
So how the fuck you gonna read when you're getting rammed?
I wonder if they have to ask permission to masturbate. Like, like if one don't feel like masturbating, the other one
don't feel like it tonight. Bitch, I'm right handed.
Right.
Well, wouldn't they both be horny? Would they be separately? Is horny in your head or in your vagina?
They're separate brains, so they feel and think separately. That part's different.
Right. Wow. That's crazy.
Imagine wanting to do OnlyFans and then your conjoined twin wants to be a nun.
Right. You can only show your titty on your side of the head. Not both titties.
That would clean up, too.
You know what I'm saying? Like one titty, just one titty, that's your titty.
Hey, is there a cuter one?
Hey, yo!
I'm trying to see. Look different.
They look different.
Which one did he marry?
He married the cuter one. Actually.
It looks like their faces just kind of veer to each side, though. The chick closer to him looks like she veers closer, and her face looks like she kind of veered.
That's
like,
some weird shit right there, man. I'm
so
tired.
Is this a picture of husband and wife with the sister in between, or is this?
Where his wife is.
Right, so he's married. Right. He married the one in the middle.
He almost smushed.
No,
the
he looked like he married the one on the end because the dress. Well, I guess
that's what I'm saying. That means that she just squeezed in between the marriage photo. That's kind of wild. I mean,
but see, no, because the one on the far right, on the outside looks like she's happier. So it looks like it's her wedding day.
No,
because
he was standing on that side.
Yeah. I think that's just the way their smiles turn.
But it does look like their hairs aren't level. Like maybe one's the one closest to him is a little.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like her neck is a little.
Does he get both nipples sucked at the same time when he wants, like when your wife sucked your titties to here?
Yeah. She mashed mine together.
She mashed yours together.
She mashed potatoes.
Wait, does that mean he can only suck one titty?
Well, if the other one says he can, then is that cheating on her guy?
Damn.
What if you, like, she liked one of them, like, freaky stuff and, like, jizz on their face, but it gets on the other one who's not married to him?
What the fuck, Catherine? I told you. Jesus,
right.
You didn't put on your helmet.
Is it stressing and straight nuts?
You have a sex helmet. Why wouldn't you put on the helmet?
Wow. They have to both be involved with sex. There's no way that one can ignore it, especially if they riding or something like that.
Right.
Oh, I think they're just telling the. Yeah. I think they're just telling the news that. Right. I think they both get down at the same time. They have to.
I have to. Here's the thing, though. This is best case scenario if you're gonna like have two women, right? Because you don't have to pay for two.
Still
air flights, you don't have to pay for two birthdays. Like if you're doing poly or something like that, you got two different women or two different spouses or partners. That's two different birthdays, two different anniversaries, two all of that.
You think they sit in the bulkhead section?
Okay, you know what? I stopped for that, and you did.
Do they have two stomachs?
No.
Why didn't they?
It's one.
So or anything below, I think.
What says below the waist?
It says the waist.
They do have two everything else. Two hearts.
Why can they find another Siamese twin guy and hook up that way?
I don't know if there's a website for it.
There gotta be. There's a website for everything.
Two stomachs, one asshole. Yeah. So they both eat.
If there's something with two girls, one cup, then it's gotta be a website for.
So they have two stomachs worth
of
shit.
Website for conjoined twins.
Yeah. Or just Siamese twins. Same thing, isn't it? Conjoined, well, Siamese.
You don't say Siamese anymore.
They don't. Oh, is that disrespectful? Is that another pronoun we gotta learn?
What is that? Oh,
damn, conjoined. Man, I'm 55. I learned pronouns in grammar school. I gotta keep learning these fucking pronouns.
Conjoined.
Damn.
One's a nurse and one's an army veteran.
One in the army, the other one ain't.
Maybe she was a nurse in the army.
That's the husband.
Yeah. Oh, that was such a good question.
Okay, Twinder, a dating website where identical twins go on.
That's a great name.
But that's not Siamese. I mean, what they call it now, I can't say Siamese anymore. Sorry, Siamese twins. What's the proper term? I want to be correct.
Conjoined twins.
So can't say Siamese anymore because they're not cats. So now it's conjoined twins. Okay, I have to learn that one now. Let me put that to the other 89 that I have to learn now.
Okay, so there are no sites for conjoined twins like dating.
We should start one.
How many are there?
Let's see. Let's
I was in a movie. I got completely cut out of the movie with Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon. Oh, what was the name of that movie? They were conjoined twins. What was the name of that damn movie?
Ooh, the app should be called Double Date.
Stuck on You. Yes.
I can't remember.
Stuck on You. It was Matt Damon. It's Matt Damon and Greg Kinnear. I played the street hustler. Great scene, too. And I got cut out because they put me in a Laker jersey, and they didn't get it cleared. Because I'm playing a street hustler who robs them. It's showing them in a bad light, Lakers in a bad light.
That
so
sucks.
They didn't clear with the NBA.
Damn.
And so I got completely. But it's in. If you got the DVD, my scene is in the deleted scenes.
Wow.
So I got to use it for my reel, even though it never made the.
You know, there you go.
Man. I'm in a scene with Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon, man. Yeah. Jason Bourne, man.
And all you had to do was change your shirt.
And they put me in a Laker jersey. And I'm a Laker fan, so I wasn't going to say no.
Right.
If it had been a Celtics jersey, like, nah, I don't like this wardrobe.
Damn.
But it was a Laker jersey. It's a Shaq jersey at that.
Let's see. We got one per every 33,000 to 165,000 births are conjoined twins. So it's not a whole lot.
Right.
But I mean,
that's fascinating to know how it happens, how this thing is split.
And it's crazy because like they could be conjoined here, but some are conjoined at the head too.
This happened. You know, I've had that with I had scrambled eggs this morning. I cracked the egg and two yolks came
out. What?
No, two yolks, but it happens. Two yolks came out,
yep,
and they were conjoined too. And I split them up and scrambled all of them.
Nope.
What? You never had you never cracked an egg and there's two yolks in it stuck together.
It's a wild comparison.
I wonder if there's grocery store that sell only eggs with two yolks in it stuck together. No. You don't think so? Oh, sometimes I have a bell pepper and you open it up and there's another little pepper on the inside. Conjoined peppers. So now we have to say, shop for conjoined peppers. Can't say Siamese peppers anymore. Conjoined peppers and conjoined eggs. Can't say Siamese eggs.
I think you can still say that. Siamese eggs. There's no one battling that one. That's crazy.
Okay.
I can't tell if this is real.
Do you have to pay double the health insurance, you think?
I don't know. That's an interesting.
It's two hearts.
It's two hearts.
Yeah. I don't know. Huh. Damn, so one of them can get like high cholesterol?
Yeah.
So one could be.
They share the bloodstream, so.
You're right.
Okay. But one of them's heart could be more affected than the other.
Because of
and what if one's allergic to something and the other one isn't, and the other one keeps eating when they get mad at each other? I'll just eat shit that my other head is allergic to.
Put the trapper keeper between us.
So one could overeat and they can get big even though one is dieting.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Okay. So they have two hearts, right?
Two hearts.
So if somebody have a heart attack and let's say one died, then what happens to the other?
You got
to
drag that dead motherfucker along until you die.
Emergency surgery. Trying to
just, but I. Isn't that what what was the Republican name? Ben Carson.
Republican.
Wasn't it Ben Carson? Wasn't that he was famous for doing?
Yeah, he was a heart surgeon.
No. He was a neurologist. Yeah.
Was he?
He split twins. Yeah, I was going to say two twins. This is dumb as hell. He split twins that was conjoined at the head.
And it was successful.
Yeah, that's how Ben Carson got his name. Damn. And then Trump put him in charge of housing.
Yeah.
Wow. The neurosurgeon who did the most amazing, operation in the history probably of life, and he put you in front of HUD. Put you in charge of HUD. That's what he thought about your brain.
Patrick and Benjamin Rest in Binder.
Peace, Ben Carson. He ain't with us no more, is he?
Who, Ben Carson?
Yeah.
Their name was Binder?
No, crazy. I think he's in the upper room. Ben Carson's still alive?
Black.
Huh?
Ron Black.
No, I think Ben Carson's up in the upper room.
Let me see.
Ben Carson.
This is hilarious.
I thought he was still alive.
Is he?
Yeah, it just says 1951, so he's still alive.
My bad,
right,
Ben.
Now. Yeah.
Maybe his political career is dead.
That's yeah, funny. He is.
Yeah. He's from Detroit, too.
He look like a goofy,
work.
Though.
Yeah.
I didn't like him after his when he ran with Trump. He was
he was
cooning it
is
up.
He alive?
Boy.
He said Republican.
Yeah, exactly. He was cooning it up, boy.
Yeah.
But he looks like the type of nigga that'll point you out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. You bring a white bitch home, you ain't surprised.
Yeah, he's like a good actor for some reason.
Wow. He's acting like he was black his whole life.
I don't know who he was. He's a bad actor. A horrible actor.
Ben Coonson.
He's a Tubi actor.
I'm trying to think of how this works with two different relationships. That's weird.
You got to be open-minded as fuck with that, boy.
Yeah.
It's one...
And the two guys getting to it. That's why I fucked your bitch. Well, we fucked each other bitches.
This one vagina. That's probably the craziest part.
Two hearts, one vagina. That's crazy.
Right.
I wonder if they wear a condom when the husbands have to wear a condom when they have sex. Because it's like...
That's
you
true.
Know, you
and then the boyfriend doesn't. Yeah. I mean, the boyfriend does wear a condom, the husband.
Right, the boyfriend should have to wear a condom.
The boyfriend should.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, where's the pecker been?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you say it's little pecker been?
There's so many. That's a
Caucasian.
Great question.
Dollar
so many.
Tree is raising the prices to a $7 cap.
The Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
Dollar Tree is now raising their prices to $7 cap, so.
Haven't they been not a dollar, though?
I don't know. I've never been in a Dollar Tree. Maybe
the
once.
The cap was $1.25?
Well, it says they have 300 items ranging from $1.50 to $7 now.
Because I remember the 99 cent store, they were like, they went up, and I was just like, oh, okay.
Oh, so they're closing. Did you see that? All the 99 cent stores across the country are closing.
Yeah, so
they're only in SoCal, actually.
They're only in SoCal?
There's like 300 and something stores left.
What does Dollar Tree have that they don't?
So it's only $300 closed.
I don't think I've ever been in a Dollar Tree.
I've been maybe a couple of times on the road. Sometimes you're on the road, you run out of something, and the closest store is like a Dollar Tree or something.
Batteries that's going to run out in 30 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't buy condoms from the Dollar Tree.
No, my mom. I told you
you're
gonna
have conjoined twins. You're gonna half of your eggs gonna get through. And then, yeah.
Half of your eggs.
My mom for my birthday bought me. I think it was my 14th birthday. She bought me her favorite CD, which was Al Jarreau, Tenderness.
Oh wow!
And she bought me a stick of Power Stick deodorant, which comes from the Dollar Tree.
Right.
She gave you deodorant.
Yep. She's a great gift giver.
Your mom?
Yep.
It's a musty kid.
And then it was like, it was the blue gel one too, so it broke my arm out.
I hate those. Not even the good deodorant.
Yep. Well, real power stick. Yeah, this, you know. That
Thank
happens.
You, Mom.
Hey. But, you know, that's why she ain't got that car yet.
You want that car, Mom?
What's this hot dog water one at 7? Oh,
yep.
Snap. So I haven't had a chance to try this.
Had a chance is crazy.
I'm going
to
try it.
This is what's funny is that we do jokes about, man, I was so poor we had to drink hot dog water.
Yeah.
We used to say that because we grew up poor. And we're like, when you drink the hot dog water, that's when you really broke. Now they actually make marketing it.
Yeah, sparkling water too.
Sparkling? I didn't know that till just now.
It's a little spicy. It looks like a hot dog. It bites back.
That's Big Bite hot dog sparkling water.
Yeah, like who's what crackhead is thinking of this shit?
It says ketchup and mustard are included in the drink.
Oh my god!
Oh my this ain't god. A joke.
No, it's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's not bro, a this, joke. Ain't, this is not a
March 30th. It's close.
This is not an SNL sketch. This,
no,
is, a
this
real
is a real thing. I saw
someone.
Do, I thought somebody. I saw somebody already do like a taste test of it. Influencer, and I've been looking at every 7-Eleven I go
to. You know,
so
probably tastes like
save
probably
the hot dog water after they're done.
Well, when it's poor, yeah, but it tastes like probably like sweaty titties.
No, well,
after the club, sweaty, you know, you bring titties. A girl after the club, you ain't got time to shower, you suck, and it smells like hot dog water.
I've definitely
been in the club
I've definitely
dancing.
Sucked some sweaty titties before. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah, and it tastes like hot
Why
dog
are there
water.
Lemon lime and green apple flavors?
We gotta have
Wait,
some regular flavors
of the hot dog flavor water.
No, the collection is lemon, lime, green apple, sweet orange, and hot dog.
Oh my god!
Oh,
hot dog drinks have existed. Hot dog flavored drinks have existed. So
when? Since when? I've never in my life heard of a hot dog flavored drink.
It's what's the store? Is it Spitfire? But they have like a ranch soda, a bacon soda.
Oh my god!
All of these weird ass flavors.
Peanut butter and jelly, buffalo.
Yeah, never none of that.
I don't want to drink those flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that Spitfire? What's the name of the place?
It's called Lester's Fix-It. I'm gonna
see. Oh, okay.
I wonder if the hot dog vendors downtown LA after the Laker game will have Hot dog water to wash your bacon wrap. They should have bacon wrap flavor.
I was just saying, have a real piece of bacon wrapped around a can.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they announced it then, but it was supposed to hit shelves on April 1st. Yeah. So I wonder if it really is.
It could be April Fool's joke. Could have been That's April Fool's saying. Joke.
Well, let me see. Because I thought it was real.
Right. It says, unsurprisingly, the product was never sold in stores. It was a joke.
April Fool's joke. That's what it
was. Hey, peanut butter and jelly might be good.
Well, this isn't. This is a six pack. You can get peanut butter, ranch, bacon, buffalo wing sauce.
That's on Amazon?
Pie, and sweet corn.
Sweet corn? Wow. I've never even thought about corn. Well, none of those things.
None of the liquid.
Corn?
But you know what? Get people who
I'll drink that. But like when you used to crack a can of corn. You got to pour the stuff off of it. It wasn't bad. It was just like something. It wasn't nothing you would drink.
Right.
Because you drain it first. It's too much on it, so you drain it.
That's
you put the
if
can
you
in the
still
bottle.
Eat canned food.
I mean, I was talking about when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. It's a lot of sodium in that canned food, sir.
I know. I'm I know, saying. But it keeps it good. Less, if the zombie apocalypse comes.
It keeps it good, but it keeps your insides terrible.
If the zombie apocalypse comes, watch you stock up on some canned goods, though.
No.
No?
No, I'll just be like white people and eat the other person in the room. White people eat other white people real quick. I just watched that movie where the plane went down in the mountains.
Oh, the soccer dudes, right?
Man, they were eating them other white people like it was tuna tartare.
That shit was disgusting. And oh, my God. They said they won't tell you who it is. You know what I mean? But I feel like I would want to know who it is.
Right.
I would want to know. If you were going to do it, it'd be like, man, that nigga was gross.
Yeah, like, yeah, Derek be going raw. first night.
I want to know if it's male or female. I'm going to eat the female. Give me the female meat. I don't want the dude. Give me the female meat.
Oh, man.
Give me that kneecap. It's a small kneecap. That's a woman kneecap.
All right, let's talk about Jonathan Majors. No jail time. Yes. Only probation.
I don't condone violence toward women at all.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I'm with that.
Yeah. I like the coat too, hippie.
That's the first time I've seen him in something that didn't look
dressed
like
nice.
1920s London.
I thought he was dressed. He's just, nah.
Oh, that's Megan Good.
But the coat looked like,
is that?
Yes. That looked like her mama.
This is with his girlfriend, that's her?
Yeah.
That looked like Megan
so
O'Kane.
But the coat looked like a Closet Azul, the tequila bottle.
The bottle, right.
Yeah. He should have wore a silver hat. And and somebody just ding and ding and hit him in the head. What the fuck you doing? Beating on the women.
They got a whole store in the Cabo airport. It's nice too. Oh, real nice ass store up in there. Let's jump into it. You make it just a little bit bigger for me, Cam. Jonathan Majors has been sentenced to probation after he was found guilty of assaulting his ex-girlfriend, British choreographer Grace Jabari. The U.S. actor dropped by Marvel after his conviction. Must now complete 52-week domestic violence intervention program. I was just reading fast. He avoided both of y'all look, but take y'all big head ass around.
But program is program is spelled wrong.
A domestic violence pregame is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. Okay.
He avoided up to a year in jail after being convicted of third degree assault and second degree harassment last year. Majors must also continue with mental health therapy, the judge ruled, which all guys should do. Michael Gaffey of the State Supreme Court of Manhattan sentenced Majors to conditional discharge after noting that both sides in the case agreed the charges did not warrant jail time. Instead, the judge ruled Majors must complete the in-person batterers intervention program in Los Angeles where the actor lives. Majors has played villain. Okay, we already know what the nigga did. Right. Okay. Here's the thing, though. I don't know if he's ever going
to
get back.
He'll get back.
You think so?
He'll be back.
You think it's going to take how many
I don't
years?
Know how it's going to take. He'll be back. He's too he's too great of an actor. And if he you know, goes through this program that they're putting him through, mm-hmm. I think they should give him a second chance. Absolutely.
I watched. And he's not a new actor. We just started seeing him more frequently. Right. But he's not a new actor
Very
at all.
Talented actor.
Very talented actor. And he also, he was a leading man. Like, I would go see a movie if Jonathan Majors was leading it.
When you saw him, like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah,
Creed 3?
He won them actors.
That motherfucker came out. Oh, I was like, for like 2 weeks. I'm like, I'm losing this weight. I'm gonna get like Jonathan. And then it was like, nigga, the McRib is back. So
your body failed you. No.
I was at my wit's end, man. The motherfucking McRib, man. It's seasonal, baby.
You talking to yourself like the conjoined twins.
What you want to do? What you think I want to do? I want this pressed pork.
You want this pressed pork?
Pressed pork.
Mike don't drink iced tea.
Damn. So you guys think that at some point the studios will be like, all
right. Yeah, they're you know, they have to. I mean, you can't cancel a person. One, you know, one mistake or this. I mean, it's. I hate this whole cancel culture crap. Because to me, it's like you have somebody who worked their whole. Unless it depends on the crime. Too.
Yeah. The crime matters.
Yeah, you pedophile.
I will.
You go and cancel your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would cancel life.
Yeah. If you sexually violate, you know, woman, go and cancel.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All of that. And repeat offenders, get their ass clean the fuck up out of here too.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, but we believed in you. We were all rooting for you.
It's unfortunate what, you know, this case, what happened and what happened between the two, but hopefully there's some redemption in this, and he'll learn from his mistake and come back.
I hope that the whole Megan thing isn't a charade.
No, I've been knowing Megan since she was young. I'm glad she's sticking.
She was the other girl? You think she was the other girl?
I got a whole theory about it.
You got a whole theory about it?
Yeah, I think Megan been known her since she was little, and she's always been solid. So I loved how she stood by his side.
Yeah. I just didn't want it to be like a publicity thing. He's just getting with a black girl, and I'm like, nah, bro, don't.
Nah, Megan's making good, man. It ain't like it's some. Right. She's just making good.
I know.
She's all good.
She fine as hell.
Yeah,
she fine as hell. What we got? The mummified monkey, or more?
Do that one.
Or the mummified monkey?
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Why we mummify anything?
Yeah. All right. So the mummified monkey remains were found in luggage at Boston's airport.
I thought that was my brother Joe for a minute.
Oh, you a wild
Damn.
Nigga.
Joe,
wild nigga. A traveler at Boston's Logan International Airport said that the bag contained dried fish, but upon further examination, airport agents discovered that it was in fact mummified remains, which included heads belonging to four monkeys. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement. The incident took place on Thursday at a security screening for passengers. A canine officer named Buddy sniffed out the dead and hydrated monkeys from inside the luggage belonging to a traveler who recently returned to the U.S. from Democratic Republic of
Congo.
Wow, okay.
Congo.
Raw or minimally possessed.
Processed.
Shit. Pat, take over. Your turn.
Ripping your ass. Raw or minimally processed meat from certain wild animals otherwise known as bush meat is not allowed to enter the U.S. largely out of health concerns,
right.
Clearly. Bushmeat can carry germs that can cause illness, including the Ebola virus, yep. Julia Caravia, the area port director at CBP Boston, said in a statement. The traveler on Thursday carried about 8 pounds of bushmeat. The Centers for Disease Control marked it for destruction, according to the CPB. Airport agents around the countries have encountered a variety of meats. In 2022, agents at Washington Dulles Airport confiscated charred
Dulles.
Bat in 2019.
Dulles Airport, yeah.
The O'Hare International Airport intercepted about 32 pounds of rat meat. What are niggas
doing? That's where monkeypox come from. The damn monkey meat.
I mean, if a canine is going to find anything, it's your mummified monkey.
Right.
And he said, crazy.
I mean, I done smelled some bad monkey before, too.
Yeah, we all have, once or twice.
I just
breathed through my nose and finished it out.
That was fucking perfect.
You know I smell some bad monkey.
I'm concerned.
You ain't stopped, though.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I'm a germaphobe.
Okay.
Get me up out of there. No. I go handle it myself. I do the original selfie.
The original selfie.
Take care of myself. I ain't messing with no funky monkey.
Hey, man, that was the best
doing
of
with
them,
him? No, get your pH balances balanced. Get your body right.
Get your pH balances
balanced.
Eat some pineapple, you know.
Pineapple, it ain't going to help the smell. It doesn't help the taste.
You tell me the taste, but hopefully, you're right.
Yeah, if it's messed up, she just got to take a couple days off, man.
Yeah.
Get that monster. Take a couple days off drinking water.
Yeah, do something. Turn everybody inside out and hang yourself on a clothesline or something. Let the air hit it.
This thing said turn your body inside out.
And just hang yourself on a clothesline. Be outside. Just inside out. Just airing out. Airing out. Yeah, we ain't dealing with no funky monkey.
That's crazy. Hey, yo.
Hey, man. I've been on tour.
You're quick as fuck with it right now.
Turn yourself inside.
Hey, man,
insane.
We ain't dealing with that. It's too many other, it's two other monkeys out there that ain't monkey.
Hey, man, there you go. Woo. There you go. Get it together. You heard it here first. Got to right. Ain't dealing with no fucking monkeys.
No fucking monkey.
I'm scared where this nigga was going, man. Where was you going with four mummified monkeys?
Oh, he's
going
to make monkey brain soup. You saw Indiana Jones?
Man, you know what's funny about it? You ever had monkey bread?
Yeah.
So at first time I had monkey bread, I was in this restaurant in Santa Monica, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm eating with my agent, Tamara Goins, innovative. We having, you know, a powwow lunch. And monkey bread, she said, you got to try this monkey bread. But we had a white server. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I am not ordering this monkey bread from this white woman. I refuse to order this monkey bread from this white woman. So it was a black server. A couple, I said, hey, ma'am, can you get me the monkey bread? I know you're not my server, but I'm ordering monkey bread from this white woman.
You are so loud and destructive for
hey,
no
man,
reason.
I'm just saying, though. It's too risky. Yeah.
Oh, you want the monkey bread?
Yeah. No, I've been on a plane before, and, you know, the flight attendants come down like, would we have chicken and fish? What would you have? Like, the chicken. Like, and they get it look like, of course you want the chicken. I mean, they look at you like, and I mean, sometimes it's, you know what, let me get a fish. I want the chicken, but I ain't going to order this chicken from this white woman.
Eat what you don't want out of spite.
Out of spite, man. I don't want to reinforce a stereotype,
man. We got
a
regular and we got a watermelon martini.
Yeah,
which would
let me
you
go
like,
and get
sir?
The regular martini.
Oh,
you sure?
Yeah.
The watermelon
that
is
so
very
much
delicious.
Yeah, but they don't give me that the regular.
A watermelon tastes just like summertime.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, wow.
Come on, nigga. You know you...
Give me the water, man.
I knew your monkey ass. What about?
And take this bread, too.
Water! Two watermelons for the niggas back here.
And the monkey bread.
What if you ordered monkey bread and the white woman was like, all right, one bread? You were like, oh, shit! Oh, shit! Want to order a bread? Got it, guys.
Oh,
like,
man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Hey. Hey, that's wild as hell, but hilarious at the same time, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, shit. Listen, man, we're about to get ready to get up out of here.
So soon?
Yeah,
you
man.
So much
you know,
fun.
We don't try to hold hell. People too long. We try to stick within the time constraints.
It's better than anything else on TV right now.
Well, I mean, shit, there it is. So listen,
there
man, before we get out of here, man, we're going to make a little space for you to drop the tour dates, website, and your Instagram, and where people can find you and also check you out.
My website will be done very, very soon. Go on my website. It'll be GuyTory.com and GuyToryLive.com. Two different websites. But just follow me on Instagram, at Guy Tory, GuyTorry. Same thing on the Twitter. Mm-hmm. And on Facebook is Guy Tory Live. And, you know, that's the TikTok Guy Tory as well. So
are you on the TikTok?
TikTok. I'm learning all this stuff. You have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Because, you know, when I was doing coming up, all we had to do was worry about stand-up and our jokes.
And
being
flyers.
Creative. Not even that, then. We had people
used
to...
the promoters
doing
all of that, yeah.
But now, you know, I'm 55 now. Yeah. So... it's like, man, I ain't got that many brain cells left. I didn't drink a lot of brain cells gone. So now I have to worry about jokes and being creative for social media, but you got to do it.
Yeah.
It's what it is. You can't be like, I ain't doing it. And then you get rolled with it or get rolled
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Listen, the moment you choose to refuse to adapt is the moment you choose to become obsolete.
Yep.
That's what happened with the Blackberry. By the way, if you haven't watched Blackberry film on Hulu, check that out. It's a really, really good movie. But they were just so resistant to touch screens. They were so resistant
to data
plans and everything. The only thing they weren't resistant to was initially having their phones made overseas. And then when their back is against the wall, they even caved on that. Yeah. So it's like you got to be willing to adapt to change or at least know some parts of it, and you can always build on
Absolutely.
It. Because, like, even if you know some parts of it, you can still hire somebody to do
right.
other stuff.
Right.
But you know how to do in a pinch. Like, I need to get this up.
Right.
I got to change the date, or we got to add a show date. You need to know at least the basics on
right.
how to make that video.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there it is. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching. To
Wait, we shouted him out a month ago to y'all, but this is our last episode with Cam.
Yeah,
yes,
Cam. He's in the studio.
Y'all jump in the comments and say thank you. Thank you, Cam, for all your work.
Cam
looked
like he was like you could have been on Ozark, that show with them damn hillbillies.
He just cut his hair, so his hair was mad.
Yeah, he sell meth.
Yeah. He's going to tell y'all the downsides to it, but he's still going to make that sale. To our Scary Squad, More Mob, We Watch Gang, we appreciate y'all. If you guys watching or listening this on Thursday, thank you so much for watching. As always, I'm To Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next time on another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
You scary.
Peace, guys.